بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: كانت تحتي امرأة وكنت أحبها، وكان عمر يكرهها فقال لي: طلقها. فأبيت، فأتى عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فأتى عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: طلقها. رواه أبو داود والترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا أتاه فقال: إن لي امرأة وإن أمي تأمرني بطلاقها، فقال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة، فإن شئت فأضع ذلك الباب أو احفظه. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I once had a wife who I loved intensely. My father Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu disliked her, and he said to me that divorce her. I refused. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he raised the matter with him, mentioned it to him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter instructed me that divorce her. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there was one person who came to him and said that, verily I have a wife and my mother is insisting that I should divorce her. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon hearing this, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that your parents are the most effective and conducive door to Jannah. If you want, you may destroy that door or you may protect it. We find that the subject matter of these two ahadith is very similar. It's quite clear why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this particular hadith under this chapter, Babu Birril Walidain, the chapter which deals with the preservation of the rights of the parents, to give them due honor, respect, and to be obedient towards one's parents. In the first instance, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is a famous sahabi. He says that I had a wife who I loved intensely. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu disliked her. Umar is not an ordinary person. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. That if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a person that ulama enumerate up to 15 instances where he either thought something or he suggested something or he felt that something should have been in a certain way. And after the suggestion of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Quran would come down to confirm what Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was desiring. He was a person who was very astute, extremely intelligent, a glaring example of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah." That fear, the inner wisdom, which Allah subhanahu wa taala grants a mu'min. Fear the firasat, that special understanding, that insight, which Allah gives a true believer because he looks with the nur of Allah. He was an astute, extremely intelligent person. He knew how to read a character. If you look at the sayings of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from this we'll understand the extreme intelligence and understanding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. We find that in the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, one youngster came to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and said to him that my father requests me to divorce my wife, and whilst I love her. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah told this person that do not divorce your wife. Keep the respect of your father, but do not divorce your wife. So this person was very surprised. This is an imam of hadith, great scholar, great jurist. So he said that alaysa an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad amara ibn Umar. Did not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command Abdullah bin Umar, on the suggestion of his father Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he should divorce his wife? Did not Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam command him that you have to obey? So to this, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal gave a beautiful answer. What was his answer? He said, Hal Abuka Umar, is your father Umar? Is your father Umar that you have to obey him in a matter like this? What is meant by this? This and the second hadith where Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, someone comes and says that my mother wants me to divorce my wife. To this Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that your parents are the most conducive and effective door to Jannah. Preserve it or destroy it if you want. In other words, carry out the injunctions of your mother. We find from this incident where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah raises this question that is your father Umar? Is your father of the caliber of a sahabi? With Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we can have absolute, total, complete conviction without any doubt that the reason he would have been telling Abdullah bin Umar to divorce his wife is some shari'i reason. He feared some spiritual detriment that was in this relationship for his son. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed this. Whereas nowadays, if open license is given to parents that every time you dislike your daughter-in-law, you can mention this particular incident and tell your son to divorce his wife. As it is, the divorce rate is so high, the divorce rate will go sky high, it will go through the roof. Where there is a shari'i reason, where there is some spiritual detriment, in that instance we are required to obey our parents when it comes to, when such a request is made, that separate yourself from your partner. Not just in any instance, or this is why the advice ulama ikram give is that if your parents dislike your wife for whatever reason and they want you to separate yourself from that wife, if their dislike is based on some strong shari'i grounds, Allah protect us, maybe it's a free woman, maybe she's consorting with others, whatever it may be. In that instance, you are required to obey your parents. Give credence to their understanding and their insight. However, if it is for some non-shari reason, some argument that they're having, or they dislike your wife, or nowadays we don't want to go into the type of reasons why in-laws interfere in the marriages of their children, etc. If it is not a shari reason, in that instance, keep the respect of your parents. Keep the respect of your parents and try to make them understand in a good way. But you will not carry out such an injunction. Why? Because the overriding principle when it comes to dealing with fellow human beings is Aati kulladhi haqqin haqqa. Each person has a right and you are required to fulfill the right of that person. Your parents have a very great right over you and you have to fulfill that right. But on the other hand, your wife also has a right. Now in keeping one person's right, you don't trample on another one's right. You keep, give aati kulladhi haqqin haqqa. Give each one their haqq. Keep your parents' respect, and unnecessarily to divorce your wife just on their request when there is no shari'i basis for it, obviously you will not do that. There's two things that we have to understand here. One is, person is already married. Now the parents are insisting, divorce your wife. If there is strong shari'i grounds, obviously we will follow such advice. If there is no shari'i grounds, we'll keep the respect of the parents and will not follow that. Then there is the instance before marriage, when someone wants to choose a life partner. Here in every instance, or in majority of the instance, we should give credence to what our parents want. Because for peace and muhabbat in the home, if from beforehand already your parents don't like the person that you chose, and they inevitably there are going to be problems. And when it comes to choosing a life partner, overriding principle Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرَّةُ لِأَرْبَعَ لِمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا. He said, women are married for different reasons. I'm not going to go into the details of the hadith. But he said, فَذْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. He said, you want success, you want to be happy, choose a partner on the basis of deen. Very often nowadays we find that on this basis, Because of the social media and this boyfriend, girlfriend culture, this intermingling culture, youngsters nowadays get into relationships which are not good for their future. Sometimes it's a girl that's very free on social media and she's interacting not only with this boy, but another 10 other boys. The parents see things that we don't see. They give the advice. Here the nikah has not taken place. Person's not already married. Here, more often than not, he should listen to his parents. Because the insight, understanding, experience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them is far more. Youngster, 18, 19 years old, he's got his whole life in front of him. He cannot see things that his parents can see. If here he finds a suitable partner and the parents are objecting to it purely for a worldly reason and there is no shari grounds to that, then as far as possible he should try to make them understand. But if they still are not listening and they are insistent, then rather he should obey his parents. Why? Because the marriage has not yet taken place. And for the long term well-being of that family, it is good if he chooses someone that his parents also are happy with. Nowadays, unfortunately, when this advice is given to youngsters, they're not prepared because they've already gone too deep into the relationship. Too deep into the relationship that was already haram, that type of interaction. So you are basing half your deen, you are basing what Rasulullah ﷺ said is half your shariat and half your deen. You are starting it off on the wrong grounds by interacting, getting involved in social media, etc. We should try and, when it comes to choosing a life's partner, let it be with the advice of our parents, let it be with the experience. There are certain compatibility issues we should look at. And very, very important, like I said, the overriding principle, فَذْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Rasulullah ﷺ said, let deen be the overriding principle. تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكْ. There will be barakah and blessings in it. Allah give us the fix one.